Armin Rainer here from Sage Investors, and today I want to talk about an investment security that might be more relevant for my Canadian friends. So if you're listening to this from the States or Europe or Asia or wherever, this may not be a very relevant episode for you, so you may want to jump off right where I'm just telling you right now. But if you're interested in learning about it, maybe something interested. So for my Canadian friends and colleagues, I think one of the I don't know if it's an issue, is one of the things we kind of have to deal with as a result of living where we live is if you want to invest in American securities or American stocks specifically, we would have to, you know, purchase those stocks through a broker and pay a, you know, currency. There's a currency factor in there because we got to pay it in US dollars. And for those who know, right now, as I'm recording this, the Canadian dollar is extremely weak and the American dollar is extremely strong. So as a result, when we want to buy a share of Apple or a share of JP Morgan, we're going to be paying almost 45% more for those shares when you convert them into Canadian dollars. So they're pretty expensive. So, and can make it kind of difficult in the sense that you can purchase, your purchasing power for buying American stocks is reduced. But good news is there are some products out there that can help alleviate some of that currency risk and still get you that exposure to the US equity market. There's a product out there, product, I call it a security, called Canadian Depositary Receipts, called CDRs. You might hear about it. And essentially what they are, they're like ETFs, and they trade, and the principle is kind of like a derivative principle in that the value of the ETF is derived by the value of the underlying security it's tracking and following. So in the case of, let's just say JP Morgan or Goldman Sachs, if you bought a CDR, the value of that CDR would increase proportionally by the value of the underlying JP Morgan or Goldman Sachs stock would increase in the US. So if Goldman Sachs was up 5% one day, the CDR, the value of the CDR that tracks Goldman Sachs would be up 5% or slightly below that to account for some of the tracking area, which ETFs, for those of you who have taken our ETF course, will know a little bit about tracking error. So these products have kind of emerged, slowly emerged. These CDRs have emerged over the last 4 or 5 years, and now they've got a pretty critical mass of selection of ETFs that track individual stocks, individual American stocks. And they're mostly blue chip stocks that'll trade on the NASDAQ. These are the ones, and we'll talk about, you know, the listing of it. So I wanted to just quickly talk about, just make you aware of them as it's potentially an option you might want to consider if you're looking to get Canadian, U.S. equity exposure in a more reasonable fashion. So how do these things work? What are they like? Where do you go buy these things? Well, they're just like ETFs. They trade on the Canadian equity exchanges, market exchanges, like the TSX. There's the NEO exchange, which is a smaller exchange, but it trades on that. They're priced in Canadian dollars, and what's cool about them is they trade fractionally. So, like, you know, if you want to go buy Nvidia, which costs about, I don't know, $600-$700, I know it's just did a stock split, so it just costs $140. That's a lot, so you can't really buy a lot of shares. And but with the ETF, with the CDR, sorry, you can buy fractional shares of that underlying Nvidia stock. So instead of paying $140 buying the stock directly, you can buy the CDR. That might be $20 or $30. So it's a little bit more, it's more psychological than anything, but you're still participating in indirectly owning shares of Nvidia. It's just when you look at the price point of $20 a share, $10 a share, it trades in a different sense. It's just really a mental thing. So that's how they trade. The other thing that's also cool about it is also, you know, they track the underlying value of the American stock, but they also, when let's say for example, Goldman Sachs issues a dividend of like $1 a share, the ETF, the CDR will issue also a dividend in a proportional amount for that CDR. So you still get to enjoy some. Generate some income on that side if you're into that scene. Holding the CDR, you don't avoid it compared to you know owning the underlying security. So it's an interesting concept. And so what makes it a kind of an interesting option for Canadian investors is the accessibility. The fact of the matter is, it trades on Canadian exchanges. You don't have to go trade on the NASDAQ or in that sense, or the Dow Jones, like, you know, trading on the New York Stock Exchange or what have you. So just easier to get access to these type of blue chip kind of American stocks. You know, as I said, the value of the CDR is dependent on the value of the underlying stock. So from what I've seen and what I know about them, they seem to do a pretty decent job of tracking the underlying security. The tracking error seems pretty decent. And just to give you, just for some disclosure, I probably should have said this up front. I have owned these. I do own these in my portfolio. Just to also give you some disclosure for the disclosure, I'm not talking about these because I'm shilling for them or endorsing them or getting paid to tell you all about this stuff. I got nothing out of this. Regular, you know, people who listen to my stuff will know, our stuff will know, we're not into that scene. We're not into shilling product like that. So just being straight up as I always try to be. So going back, accessibility, reasonable tracking error. The other good thing, interesting thing about CDRs is again is the big thing is the currency risk, and that's really what I want to talk right now. Canadian dollar is so weak relative to the US dollar, it just makes owning US stocks a lot more expensive. So the cool thing about this is the underlying product will hedge out that currency component. So in the event, so the fact of the matter is you can purchase them almost like at par. You don't have to worry about, okay, I'm paying an extra for it. Or and then when you're owning the CDR, you're getting the protection. So if the US dollar is so strong right now, but if it were to start to really depreciate, the disadvantage of owning the US stocks directly is that the value of those US stocks are going to depreciate because of that currency depreciation of the US dollar. But with owning the CDR, you don't get that because it's hedged out. The flip side of it, although, is if the US dollar continues to appreciate, then you miss out on that little extra tailwind of that currency appreciation. So you kind of lose that. So it's a trade-off, and you got to figure out how much you believe or are comfortable with the currency risk. The other value proposition for CDRs is the cost. Essentially, it trades like an ETF, so you pay brokerage fees for it. So, you know, if you trade, with one of those no commission accounts, you know, you're basically just paying the MER, which is really about, God, it's about two, about last time I checked was about 0.4, 0.5%. And you're paying basically that for the currency hedging activities. And then the other thing also is the dividend piece. There is an income piece you can generate, and you can also have. There is some, I believe, some options there for dividend reinvestment in Canadian dollars. So that's, you know, if you're into that side of it, that's an interesting piece to factor in. Now, having said all that, there are some drawbacks which you should be aware of. And one of the big ones is the liquidity. You know, if you go buy shares of JP Morgan or Nvidia, they trade 20, 30 million shares a day. These ones, the CDRs, trade like we're talking 5,000, 10,000, 20,000. The more popular CDRs or the more popular companies will trade more, but it's not a lot. And so, if you're one of those people that are into trading and kind of getting in and getting out of positions, this, and especially if the market's very, you know, edgy and not doing great, and there's a lot of angst in the market and stuff like that. Price discovery might be a problem. And so you may not get the most efficient price. You may not get the most price that you're looking for. So you have to factor that in. But if you're a long-term investor and you're looking to build out long-term positions, then a lot of this stuff may not mean a lot. Liquidity side of it won't mean. For people that know, I teach. I kind of have this benchmark of 100,000 shares of trading volume is kind of like my happy place, to make me a bit comfortable with that. So the fact of the matter is, these trade below that. Is not, doesn't check off a box for me. But I said it depends what your time horizon. If I'm a long, I buy these things, I don't buy these things to trade it. I buy them to for long-term positions, just to follow my playbook, follow my, that's my ideology, investing ideology. So I'm not worried so much about price, as much because I'm not getting in and out of positions all the time. The other limitation is, although it's getting better, is it's not like you can go, there's CDRs for every company on the S&P 500. It's right now, when they started out, there was maybe like 5, 10 of these. This was about 4 or 5 years ago. And now it's quite a bit. Like there's about 50 or 60 of them. And they're always adding. They seem to be adding a few every few months, adding to them. So, but the universe of CDRs covers all the known quantities, your Apples, your Nvidias, your Goldman Sachs, all your blue chip American stocks should have, I think at this point, pretty much there's an underlying CDR for it. So if you just go to the, if you just do a Google search on Canadian Depository Receipts, it should take you to an exchange, the Neo Exchange. I can post a link on it. That'll have a listing, an updated listing of all the current ETFs that are actively trading. So as I said, I use these now. I find them to be, they seem to be pretty efficient. Again, the price discovery might not be the greatest, but the fact of the matter is, and the key thing we want as investors is make sure that the value that we're extracting as much of the value of the, of the equity that we're tracking and following, if it's doing a pretty good job of that, then that's the real key, showstopper. If it's not doing that, then these products then aren't, these type of securities aren't worth it. But so far, they seem to be doing a pretty decent job. It's nothing, it's doing what they say that they're gonna do. So, from my experience using them, we'll see how they play out, but for my Canadian friends, maybe this is something you might want to take a look at. If you're into having exposure to US stocks, this is one avenue that might get you that exposure and kind of mitigate some of that, noise and risk and allow you to participate a little bit more fully than perhaps owning the underlying original security, the American stock itself. So it's another way. As I said, this is available only in the Canadian market. They're called Canadian Depository Receipts. They are not, you can't get these in Europe. Sorry, folks. Sorry. Obviously, can't buy them in the US. Got a pretty good dollar there. It'll allow you to do it better, a lot more efficient that way. So, just wanted to make you aware of it and something maybe just kind of factor in, do a little more research in it, see how you feel about it. Something maybe you want to consider in your universe of possible investment options out there. All right, if you have any more questions or you want to get more information, you can check out our website, sageinvestors.ca. As I said, we teach I teach a course on ETFs, how to invest in ETFs, and we cover this. We talk about this. I've actually updated the course to include a section on CDRs. So if you're interested in learning more about ETFs and you think that's something you want to put in, make that a part of your portfolio, you can check out that check out our course on there, as well as all of our other courses and videos and tools that we have in our learning platform. We have a monthly subscription, cancel anytime. And it's there to up your investing competencies. And one of the core investing competencies is education and making solid investment decisions around bodies of knowledge that you're comfortable with and aware of. So check it out. And that's it. That's all. And Salam and Rena again here from Sage Investors. Thanks for watching in. Thanks for listening in. And we'll catch you again another time. Take care. Bye bye. Hi again. Just wanted to jump back on here after I finished recording the episode. I was just thumbing through the paper and I discovered some updates in terms of these CDRs. Apparently now, So this is kind of like breaking news, I guess. The people that run the these CDRs, which is CIBC, is one of the creators and managers of these, just announced that they're going to launch a couple of more CDRs, but these ones are going to be tracking German stocks. And so this is a first. Traditionally, these CDRs have only been exclusively tracking US blue chip stocks, but I guess they're branching out now, and the demand and interest is out there. So I guess they're reaching out a little bit to Europe, which is great to see. And they're going to be launching five more CDRs. And so from what I see, one is Allianz, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, SAP, and Siemens. So that's great. Good news there. So those are going to start launching soon, I guess. And that now leads to the total number of CDRs now that are available is 70. I think I said it earlier in the recording that I was about 50 or so, but it's actually gone up to 70 now. So it's the first time CIBC has offered the product for stocks listed outside the United States since the lender first started offering them in July of 2021. So as I said, they've been around for about 4 or 5 years, and they're gaining a lot of traction. And but now I just wanted to pass on some breaking news here about these new CDRs that are reaching out and tracking some of the European stocks. So it's good to see. Just want to give you an update there. All right, cheers. Well, I'm back again with some more breaking news. Seems like every time I stop recording, there's something else that just drops related to these CDRs. And guess what? There is. And so I'm just sharing here with you. Another bank, BMO, is starting to get into the CDR game. They have just announced that they're going to issue several CDRs. And again, what's interesting is it's not just US ones. It's going more global. So they've announced that they're going to add not just a couple of European CDRs, but also some Japanese CDRs. So the ones that are coming down the pipeline are from BMO, are Mercedes-Benz, Nestle, and then three Japanese CDRs: Toyota, Honda, and Nintendo. So this is interesting. This is at start. We're starting to see now these CDR products branch out now to become more global, which is great. As you know, like I'm the way things are right now. I think it's just going to be much more critical to have a much, much more globally diversified portfolio of assets, and not too skewed to the US, given all the craziness that's going on right now. So, this is a good thing. I think this is a good thing. We'll see how they play out. As I said, these type of products seem to behave pretty decently. The US ones seem to behave pretty decently. Let's see how these ones work, because these are more European, and these are European and Japanese. And so there's always timing differences. And for those of you who are taking our ETF course, we talk about some of the risks. And some of the risks also might be the farther you get away from home, the more not necessarily assets will be tracking the underlying value of what's being traded in an international market. So it's something that we need to keep an eye on. But the fact of the matter is they're starting to diversify outside, not just selling CDR products, tracking US stocks. It's now tracking German. Hopefully, like, we can see some more other global brands that start getting tracked here, because I think that's good news for Canadian investors, because this is pretty much who it's going, who can only use these things, in their ability to manage the currency risk aspect to it. The cost perspective, they say it's about 0.6%, so it's similar to what the CIBC CDRs are charging. But let's see how it goes. So just wanted to share that update with you. If we get anything else, well, we'll post them. We'll talk about them. All right, take care.